Today we're going to be talking about the 10 qualities you do not want to have as an entrepreneur.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
That's the 10 qualities you do not want to have. It's funny, I just watched this Fyre documentary. Yeah, that's F-Y-R-E. And it was basically about this huge music festival. And I was away this week and they're like, we had nothing really to watch. Like, you got to watch this. This is incredible. This person, you know, who basically gets all these supermodels to attract people to this, you know, I think it's in the Bahamas. They're going to rent this island. And then they're going to have this massive music festival and it ends up being the biggest bomb in the world. But it's funny, they kept calling the person who was starting it this great entrepreneur. It was amazing. In the first 5 minutes, he's a great entrepreneur. He's a great entrepreneur. The guy never did anything. He had good ideas. We've already talked about ideas are a dime a dozen. But he had no achievement. I think that, isn't there something in the West they say, what is that, like big hat, no cattle or something like that? Something to that effect. Basically, that's what he was. This gentleman had no achievement. I mean, even his original idea that they were trying to give him credit for, some credit card that he put together, some, you know, club, it was a failure as well. So they're going to give this guy like, this was like a $35 million venture. And when I tell you it's the biggest colossal mess up you have ever seen, and the fact that in the first 5 minutes, you can't tell that this is going to be a massive mistake, but nobody stood up to him. And he really exemplifies the 10 qualities that you don't want to be in an entrepreneur. First thing is a dreamer. You know these people. They always have a new idea. Have you met them? Family reunions? Come to mind. I'll introduce you to a few. Okay, they're always dreaming. I got this great idea. I've got great ideas, but you got to follow through on a few. Okay? They're constantly dreaming. Okay? But very little follow through. Dreamers. Number two is they have no accomplishment. They never have an accomplishment. I mean, you always ask them, well, what did you do with that? I'm working on it. What did you do with that one? The one before that? Oh, I'm working on that one too. They just never have an accomplishment. Number three is they have no focus. I mean, they're just like running around like my dog chasing their tail. This guy was up and down 10 different ways in this thing. He almost like manic. Okay? They cannot stay on one project. They just cannot stay focused. They get bored too easy. Again, I got the attention span of a flea, but I'm going to tell you right now, when I have a profitable idea, I'm like a dog on a bone. I don't let that thing go until it has either made me money or I've concluded it's dead and it won't make me money. But I definitely, and successful entrepreneurs do that. We're excited about a lot of things and we prioritize. We may have another venture after this venture, but we know to stay focused. But again, unsuccessful entrepreneurs, they have no focus. Number four, they talk a good game. You know, they're like not so bright people fall for it. You know, that's probably why they fall for the infomercials too. You know, the guy, you know, rents the plane and he stands up in front of it and everybody thinks he actually owns the thing. And then he gets you to invest in all these little real estate ventures and all the other things that you see. You know, they talk a good game. But there's nothing backing it up. This guy was a talker and he talked people into giving him immense amounts of money and he talked people into working with him. And every time they had a problem, he would talk them off a cliff, but the cliff just showed up the next day and the next day. So again, they talk a good game. Number five, they procrastinate. This is the thing. They're always going to get something done that again, they never get done, but they have mastered procrastination. There is always an excuse for why something did not get done. Number six, they only have the ability to lead weak people. I always say, you want to find a good leader, look who's following them. Look who's following them. Look at the quality of the people that are following that person. When I meet somebody sharp and I meet an even sharper team working for that person, then I'm impressed. But again, when you find a weak entrepreneur, his little, you know, or they're talking, their little hype, It'll keep a weak person interested. A weak person will follow anybody. Sharp people figure these people out quick and then they split. Number seven, they're not transparent, very secretive. You always ask me. Hey, when somebody talks a good game with me, I say, hey, let me see the tax returns on the company. Oh, man, you want to talk about asking, you know, you'd have thought I asked to see Bigfoot. I mean, literally. No, just show me your tax returns. You want to buy one of my companies? I have tax returns. I always say you can't hide money when you make money. But the people that aren't really making any money, they're not very transparent. Well, I got this going. That hasn't closed yet. Or we're behind on this. Whatever the case may be. When you make money, people will know. So again, they're not very transparent. Okay, very deceptive. Number eight. They're good at spending other people's money. Whenever I look at a business venture that I want to get into, I always want to see what the other person has at stake. I mean, it doesn't necessarily need to be money, but I want to make sure they got skin in the game. I either want to make sure they got a lot of time that's going to be involved and they don't have any plan B. So if this doesn't work, it's going to be painful to them. They gave up a job for it. They gave up something for it. Okay, time, whatever the case may be. Because fake entrepreneurs, unsuccessful entrepreneurs, they spend their parents' money. They spend lines of credit on the house. You know, they get their wife to agree to a line of credit. Golly day, that is a kiss of death move. I am so not for it. I believe in starting businesses at a very small scale. And if it can make money, then you incrementally move it up. I mean, there are situations, obviously, where you can use venture capital or you hit a gold mine. But, you know, they're few and far between. So you need to be really careful. But again, when you see people that are excited to spend your money, that want to get more lines of credit, that want to put liens on things, well, let's borrow off this piece of property. Let's borrow off of that. Let's get credit cards. I get very leery. Number nine, they don't want their ideas to be challenged. Very insecure when you challenge their ideas. Successful people don't mind their ideas being challenged because they know that somebody might make their idea better. Or they might find something you didn't see. But insecure entrepreneurs do not want their ideas challenged. This is something that you can clearly see when you meet these people, when you beat down on their idea. What are you going to do about that? Well, what's your customer acquisition cost? Well, what is what's going to cost you to operate this business every day, every month? And they start getting that pause because they don't have the answers. They don't want to be challenged on it. Number 10, they're all positivity with no plan. I'm a very positive person, but I believe in realistic thinking because you can only attract really sharp people with realistic thinking because they're going to ask you these questions. I mean, when I have an idea and I bring it back to my partners, they hit me with five ideas, in 5 minutes. Did you think of this? Did you think of that? So I know to almost have some of these, a lot of these already thought through. But again, I don't mind being challenged. Positivity is great. But like the infomercials, where they almost seem like a salesman. Positivity is great, but you got to have a plan. So again, let me share with you the 10 qualities that you do not want to have as an entrepreneur. Okay, you're a dreamer. Hey, listen, I love dreaming, but I like reality more. Number two, you never have an accomplishment. Got a lot of things going on, but you've never actually finished something. You've never actually had that win yet. Number three, no focus. You cannot stay on one project. Number four, you talk a good game. All talk, no action. Number five, procrastination. Always have a reason why you didn't get something done. Always had a reason why it hasn't gotten started. Always has a reason why something very critical does not get, finished. Number six, you lead weak people because sharp people never follow you. Number seven, you're not very transparent, very secretive. Number eight, you're good at spending other people's money. I always say, well, how much money did you put into this venture? What do you have to lose? Number nine, they do not want their ideas challenged. So again, they surround themselves with weak people. Number 10, a lot of positivity with no plan. Again, my experience has been, these are the 10 things, and you don't find these in, all 10 in that person, but whenever somebody's pitching me an idea or a venture, or I'm meeting somebody who wants to be an entrepreneur, these are my 10 like antennas that I'm looking out for. And when I'm coaching somebody, I want to make sure that they have the opposite of all 10 of these. Again, Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. If you would like a great dynamic speaker who's going to give you fantastic content, shoot me an email at info@seancastorina.com. I'm willing to do 4 events next year at no charge. I don't want a penny. Give us a paragraph of why we should come to your organization. Bait me with something exciting in your city. Again, that's info@seancastorina.com. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's getstartedmarketing.com.